5 weeks ago, I decried the awful policy that was separating children from their parents at the border. I had no idea that the revulsion I felt, which had been shared by many others, would actually cause the Trump administration to retreat, at least on paper. Attorney General Sessions actually claimed, falsely, that family separation was never the policy of this administration, despite videotape evidence in which he himself promised to separate families should they cross the border. In the weeks since my last commentary, I have been very much impressed with the presentations of MSNBC anchor Stephanie Ruhle. She had a 14-year career in international business before becoming a business and finance journalist in 2011. Ever since the policy of separating children from their parents at the border became the subject of intense scrutiny by the media and debate among our fellow citizens, she has stood out in making the very strong argument that the cost of separating the kids from their parents, housing the parents and their kids, whether separately or together for months and months, has been and promises to be prohibitively expensive. One estimate is $5 million per month for one 400-bed facility. This brings me to a general comment about the extreme right wing in this country and its opinion of so-called wasteful government spending. Ever since Barry Goldwater ran for president in 1964, it has been a mantra for right-wingers, particularly the rank-and-file citizen who leans right, that the federal government spends too much money and that it is essential that fiscal conservatives be elected so that federal spending can be reined in. The general public agrees. In poll after poll, Americans believe the government spends too much money on wasteful projects. Pork barrel spending, welfare for people who don't deserve it, out-of-control entitlements, you name it. The problem with this consensus is that it never applies to the particular spending that politicians and individuals really care about. The most dramatic example, of course, is the exception that virtually all right-wingers make for spending on national defense. And here I leave out the true libertarians who are consistent, but few and far between. Liberal Democrats are no strangers to similar arguments. In 2012, President Obama stated in his annual economic report that he was committed to fiscal discipline, reducing the federal budget deficit, but he was also committed to making important investments in our future, such as in infrastructure. In 1981, when Ronald Reagan took office, federal spending was 21% of GDP. In 1989, when he left office, this allegedly strong budget cutter had seen federal spending expand as the economy expanded. As a percentage of GDP, it was remarkably at 20%. How did he do it? He cut domestic spending, but raised national defense spending. Which brings me back to the issue at hand. Why are Republicans and their right-wing supporters, who claim to be concerned about federal budget deficits and out-of-control federal spending, not batting an eye when faced with millions of dollars of projected spending to create massive detention centers on military bases to house detained immigrants together with their children for months and months? The cheaper system that had been used by the Obama administration is not as appealing to the anti-immigrant sentiment that energizes Trump supporters. Their goal is actually to punish immigrants, making their lives so miserable that their relatives and friends will not attempt to come here. Once again, spending that the extreme right wing considers very important is given a pass. Please remember this the next time you hear someone, anyone, rail against wasteful government spending.